Cap House Bill 1234, Representative Heineman.
Good morning, Madam Chair and members of the Local Government Committee. My name is Phyllis Heineman. I'm a representative from District 13 in Sioux Falls. As legislators, we pay great attention in writing legislation that not only reflects good public policy, but is as clear and as concise as possible. Our goal in writing those bills is that as anyone reads it, they should know precisely what our intent is, whether they're reading it today or tomorrow or in 50 years. House Bill 1234 deals with a section of the code that perhaps doesn't quite accomplish that degree of clarity. Over the years, there has been great confusion and uncertainty as to just exactly what this says, especially in regards to associations and ballot question committees. I've passed out an amendment to the bill, and if it is okay with Madam Chair, I would perhaps address the amendment.
You certainly may, Representative.
Thank you, Madam Chair. What we've done with the amendment, again, in the spirit of trying to get this as clear as possible, if you'll notice, this is 1234TE, which means even before we've come to committee, we've really tried to refine this even further with the help of the Secretary of State's office and a variety of other people. We want to make the entire code as clear as possible. And if it would be okay, I would just kind of take you through a little bit what the amendment is. 1225-2 starts out pretty clear. No candidate, candidate's committee, political action committee, or political party committee may receive any contribution except from an individual, political action, so forth. Okay, we're fine there. Then it goes on to say no corporation may contribute or attempt to contribute any valuable consideration to any candidate, committee, or political party except a ballot question committee. Again, ballot question committees dealing with ballot questions, such as 2 years ago when we had the other Amendment E that referred to school and public lands and whether the State Investment Council could invest those. So it says here that corporations may contribute to ballot question committees only. This next sentence that we're adding is to try to clarify that this also holds for associations. Associations often are incorporated, not always, but often are. So we're simply saying the same language again, only let's clarify that no association may contribute or attempt to contribute any valuable consideration to any candidate, committee, or political party except a ballot question committee. Where it got a little fuzzy in the current code was this second paragraph, where if I can again go through what it used to be, it said associations may contribute any valuable consideration out of funds contributed for the purpose of making political contributions, but may not make contributions out of dues or treasury funds. That's the paragraph that got a little confusing. And basically what they were saying is that we may contribute, we think, to political action committees, but can't make any contributions out of dues or treasury funds. Well, does that mean to ballot question committees? The second paragraph really started to confuse the first paragraph. And there are other proponents who will take you through that history of uncertainty. So again, our hope today is to clarify that yes, if you are an association, and we also in the second section define an association. In the code, there's no definition of an association. So we have added that as well, a definition of an association, and then by adding in that first paragraph that associations, again, no association may contribute or attempt to contribute any valuable consideration to a candidate, committee, or political party. That still holds true, except a ballot question committee. So again, we are hoping today to clarify the confusion that has been there for many years, and I would urge your passage of House Bill 1234 to do that. Thank you for your time, Madam Chair, Committee.
Thank you, Representative Heineman. Are there further proponents on House Bill 1234?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Members of the committee, I'm David Owen with the South Dakota Chamber of Commerce and Industry. What we're asking be done with this bill is to clarify that associations, and in my interest, of course, is not only the state chamber, but local chambers that we have an affiliation with, can address ballot issues. And the question isn't simply with their treasury, but also there are implications with our time as being one of those kinds of in-kind contributions. And then whether a chamber exec can address an issue related to a school bond issue, related to a civic center bond issue in a community. I want to give you some brief history so we understand where this confusion comes from and then why we are asking you to make a clarification. Keeping corporations out of elections has been a goal of this government since 1907. It has been reaffirmed in one way or another in 1939, 1968, 1975, and 76. And I'd like to make it clear we're not asking to allow corporations to be in elections of candidates, because it's clear that that prohibition has been pretty solid. But as we came through time in 1978, there was a pivotal decision from the U.S. Supreme Court called the Bilotti decision. And that basically said when it comes to ballot issues, the corporations cannot be denied their right to free speech on a ballot issue. The reason ballot issues are different also ties in with another case known as Buckley versus Vallejo, where it just appeared that corporations had enough resources they could create the appearance of corruption with elected officials, with you all. Ballot issues don't have anyone which you can obligate. And so Bilotti comes along and says corporations cannot be prohibited from participating in ballot issues. Then in 1980, we get the first of two Attorney General opinions that talk about whether or not ballot issues and political action committees for ballot issues can be used. Madam Chair, I don't want to take time to read through the Attorney General opinion. I would read you one line from this 1980 decision from Attorney General Meyer Henry. He says, "It would appear to me that the intent and rationale of the Bilotti decision may well go further to apply equally to labor unions and trade associations and corporations." But what Attorney General Meyer Henry, Attorney General Janklow, and one other have concluded is they keep reaffirming that you can use political action committees without addressing whether or not you can give directly. And then both of them say we won't address the constitutionality of that, but Bilotti seems to suggest that it is constitutional. So we keep asking, can we be involved directly? And we keep hearing, yes, you can use PACs. We keep asking, can we be involved directly? And we keep being told, yes, you can use PACs. In another political environment, I ran afoul, accidentally, of a contribution in kind with time being involved in some ballot issues. That political environment isn't as friendly and as clear as this one, in part because we in South Dakota try to seek these clarifications. It's important that chambers, unions, and others be involved in these ballot issues, and this is an attempt. We're asking you to make it clear that the law will allow this. Thank you.
Thank you. Further proponents? Further proponents on House Bill 1234.
Madam Chairman, members of the committee, my name is Ron Olinger, and I'm the one of the lobbyists for the South Dakota Retailers Association. This has been a continuing question that's been around for a long time, and trade associations form to express the will of their members, and they do turn into ballot issues, and it does seem appropriate to allow them to use their funds on a ballot issue, and we would urge your support of this bill.
Thank you. Further proponents? Further proponents, and we'd like to move right along if we could. Thank you. Mr. Nelson.
Chris Nelson, Secretary of State's office. This is certainly a good clarification of a section of law where we've had some confusion, particularly adding in the definition of an association. It will be helpful to us. There's another whole group of business structures out there that aren't specifically spoken to in the existing language, and we think the definition of association will cover some of those gray areas also. Urge your support. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Nelson. Further proponents? Further proponents?
Good morning, Madam Chairman, members of the committee. My name is Greg Dean. I'm with the South Dakota Telecommunications Association, and we also are in support of the bill as amended. I want to appreciate your support of this bill. Thank you.
Thank you. Further proponents? Further proponents? Seeing none, are there any opponents? Any opponents to House Bill 1234? Seeing none, we will, normally the procedure would be proponents, opponents, and I would allow the sponsor a moment or two of rebuttal, but since there are no opponents, it doesn't appear necessary at this point. We're going to go to questions of the committee, and then we will move the amendment or act on it in the discussion stage with the committee at that point later. So are there any questions? Any questions? Seeing none, we'll move to the discussion phase, and I would entertain a motion for the amendment. It's been moved by Representative Hansen, seconded by Representative Roden. Discussion on that motion, it is to move the amendment. Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign, the bill is thus amended. We now need further action on House Bill 1234 as amended. Representative Holbeck.
Move do pass.
Representative Holbeck moves do pass. Representative Hargan seconds. Discussion on that do pass as amended. Hearing none, all those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary will call the roll.
Gillespie?
Aye.
Hansen?
Aye.
Hargan?
Aye.
Holbeck?
Aye.
Hummel?
Aye.
Kolchak?
Aye.
Wentz?
Aye.
Marshall?
Aye.
Roden?
Aye.
Sigstad?
Aye.
Slaughter?
Aye.
Kenny's?
Aye.
Donovan?
Aye.
House Bill 1234 goes to the floor, do pass with a unanimous vote.
Move consent.
Representative Hargan's moves consent. Is there a second?
Second.
We have a no from Representative Kolchak. The bill will go to the floor with a do pass, not on the consent calendar.